Well, hello, guys. Now, as I've had a few Peronis, I can't remember how many, it's become very clear to me what's wrong with femons in today's world. So, what makes a femon attractive to most males?
Their tits.
No.
Well, that must be their ass.
No.
Their very long legs.
No.
Well, maybe it's their tattoos. I don't like them.
Of course it's not. They look like walking billboards. No, no, you're not going to get it. You haven't had enough Peroni like I have. What makes femons attractive to all males mostly, and it's built in, is their femininity. And Western and European femons are completely void of femininity anymore. For some reason, they have been taught that it's a weakness. In actual fact, it's their strength. They're all trying to act like men. And they may not realize it, but it's the biggest turn-off for males. I know even many years ago when I went to Thailand.
You always mention that place.
Oh, look, here's a Peroni. Now shut the hell up.
Oh, thanks.
Even back then, I noticed that the Thai femons were very feminine. And that was a big turn-on for me. Apart from the fact that most of them were attractive anyway. But you see, even way back then, Western and European femons had lost part of their femininity. Whereas the Thai femons knew that's where their power was. Because looks only last so long. Only go so far. But femininity can be forever. You see, what these Western and European femons do not understand is they may not be all that attractive. But their femininity will carry them through. Not the lies and deceit and scams. Because all men will eventually see through all that. Why do you think there's so many passport bros, as they call them? Because they're going to other countries to try and find femons that actually are feminine. Not because they're looking for really attractive femons. But of course, that doesn't hurt. Most femons in the world today, in the Western and European worlds anyway, have lost their way. And they're never going to find the happiness they seek. Just take a look around. Mostly all femons are very, very unsatisfied. They're miserable. They're angry. And males are doing the only thing they can do. They're walking away. Because the femons' actions and the way they treat males is completely unacceptable. Femons are finding loneliness and cats their only company. Males are finding new life, purpose. They're finally starting to live. And unless the femons realize their error, that they've completely gone against nature, their lives will become pointless and barren. They can only live in fantasy land for so long. And there's nothing more worse than looking down at the desk here, where I am, and seeing an empty bottle of Peroni. So I'm off to get a new one. Take it easy, guys.